Blog Talk Radio.
Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway where I truly believe we are on a divine journey in which God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise and our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dream. Wow. Our last installment of Motivational Mondays as we were getting into Shape to Win was powerful and insightful. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. www.blogtalkradio.com Inspired Media, the number four, the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with our in-studio guests for about 40 minutes into our programming around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. This, of course, will lend to an interactive environment. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's a tax thing. Don't let tax issues get you down. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a quick tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottom, a fax, whatever you need to do, a carrier pigeon, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for the richness of today's broadcast and the insight that will be shared. We want to thank you, give our heartfelt thanks for your generous support with expanding our outreach. I want to encourage you to get your pens, your notepads, your iPads, your tablets, your laptop, desktop, whatever you need to get handy for the richness that will be shared on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We truly do have an all-star guest joining us in the studio. Our guest is without question an expert in tax resolution. Anyone that you know that needs tax relief, you need to encourage them to join us and chime in to today's broadcast. Being that we are in the heat, the throes of tax season, I thought this was a subject that many would really benefit from. Our in-studio guest, Craig Thomas, CPA, Certified Tax Resolution Specialist, Managing Partner of Streamline Tax Resolution, LLC, comes to us today on Motivational Mondays with 20 years of public and private accounting experience. He specializes in resolving IRS and state back tax issues and has negotiated countless numbers of tax settlements for individuals and small companies. More often than not, these settlements were for a lot less than what was owed. Isn't that a beautiful thing? And he has testimonies to prove it. Join me in giving a virtual round of applause to our all-star in-studio guest. Joining us today on Motivational Mondays in the virtual boardroom, Mr. Craig Thomas. Welcome to Motivational Mondays.
Yes, good evening. Good evening. Thank you for having me.
It is a joy to have you. And, Craig, I always like for our in-studio guests, although, of course, I shared some highlights from your bio, but I always like for our in-studio guests to share from their point of view. If you had to say who Mr. Craig Thomas is, how would you describe him?
Well, I'd say I'm somebody who cares about other people, who wants to see other people do well, and really does not like other people, you know, in bad situations. I do everything I can to try to help others and better their situation as best as I can. And
that
pretty
is
much
so awesome. Oh, wonderful. And that's so awesome because we need more caring individuals in the marketplace to assist people to navigate through life's difficulties. I know that from your point of view, your philosophy is there is a reason for every issue. And in addition to there being a reason, there is a solution. I absolutely love that. Share with us, if you will, Mr. Craig Thomas, a little backdrop story of what led you to doing what you do today and do so well as an expert.
Well, I would say who I am today is a reflection of what I've done in the past. I started my career, graduated from college with a degree in accounting and finance, and immediately went into public accounting where I did the typical audit and tax type work in order to obtain my certification, my CPA license. And I did that for about 3 years, but it really didn't bring, you know, much fulfillment. I mean, it was just more or less, hall monitoring, you know, just ticking and tying and verifying the financial information during an audit and also just preparing tax returns and whatnot. So just like a lot of CPA professionals, after 2.5 years, I left for private industry and pursued a career in financial reporting with Paramount Studios. There I did a lot of reporting for the studio as a whole, consolidating information. It was very, I'd say, glamorous, I guess, if you will, because on the studio lot you would often see celebrities walking around and even, you know, even socializing with them on some occasions. But you know, it was fun. The money was good. Like a lot of jobs, there was really nothing fulfilling about that. You're basically just reporting on last month's information. And I think I had a burning desire to kind of get out there and just really, you know, make a difference, be a result of the bottom line as opposed to just counting the bottom line. So I was talked into doing recruiting for accounting and finance professionals, and I found that to be very rewarding. It was a situation where I could actually help people find better opportunities, get better salaries, better growth positions and whatnot, and that worked out really well. Unfortunately, I started it at a time, and I'm kind of dating myself here, I started at a time when jobs were posted in newspapers, and we had the advantage because we had the inventory. We had lots of people that were looking for better opportunities, and they weren't readily available to the company. So obviously we had the upper hand. So we would place people in various positions and, you know, get them really good jobs, good salaries, and in turn make really good commission. But unbeknownst to me, society was changing. During that time is when we started using the internet, and websites started popping up, and then companies started posting jobs on their websites, and then companies like Hot Jobs and Monster.com popped up, and it pretty much cannibalized the whole industry. And that on top of, I'd say, three events that occurred, the dot-com bubble burst, the 9/11 event, and the recent real estate market crash about 8 years ago, I think it was, since really turned our economy upside down, was the cause for a lot of unemployment. And when you have high unemployment, companies really don't have a need for your services. They can basically get the person that they want for their open jobs because people were banging down their doors looking for them. So it didn't make sense to pay a recruiter like myself a fee when they've got people readily available. So I immediately had to go back to my roots and get back into my line of work. And I came across a position with a tax resolution firm. And I didn't know anything about tax resolution. I just thought it was an interesting opportunity. It was a situation where there weren't a whole lot of jobs out there, even for experienced CPAs like myself. So you ended up having to find whatever you could. I'm sure there's a lot in your audience there that may have, you know, fallen to that circumstance. But I was fortunate enough to find a position with a company that did tax resolution. And essentially, that job encompassed everything that I've done up until that date. It encompassed my accounting and finance background. It encompassed my ability to kind of negotiate salaries and whatnot with various companies on behalf of my candidates. And, you know, it just kind of brought everything all together. And so I was told that the position was basically one that I would negotiate I would negotiate settlements with the IRS for amounts that were owed. And just kind of pulling everything together, I recognized right away that this is something that was right down my alley, and I embraced it, and I stuck with it for about 2 or 3 years with that company before starting my own company. And I don't want to go into details as to that company, but to put it in a nutshell, that company was a horror story. But I recognized it for what it was and just obtained all the experience that I needed and went out and started business on my own. And over the years, I've acquired several great resolutions for my clients, things that are just unbelievable. Like my first client owed $1.2 million to the IRS, and I negotiated a payment arrangement whereby he was going to pay only $500,000 of that back. So I immediately saved him $700,000. Like, you know, this is it. This is my calling. You know, it's like I can utilize my professional background and at the same time do something meaningful for the clients that I work for. So that kind of brings me up to today, and I have continued to do so with my own company as well.
That is amazing. When you say you negotiated $1.2 million and the resolution that you were able to get into place for that particular client, that is like totally a wow. I mean, I love that you shared in your story that you are, without question, fulfilling your life calling and that you're passionate about assisting individuals in this particular area of struggle. You know, because we have a blend of those that are listening in, you know, individuals that may be retired, that may be starting a business owners, professionals, and so on and so forth. What would be the greatest bit of wisdom that you would share with someone who is faced with a tax issue?
Well, I'd say first and foremost, it's not as bad as it may seem. Of course, you know, as taxpayers in this country, we have to pay the appropriate amount of taxes on the income that we earn. And sometimes that doesn't happen for one reason or another. And a lot of times when that doesn't happen, there's a problem. And it's a matter of finding out what that problem is, which will kind of lead you to how to go about resolving it. So there's a lot of problems out there that are tax related, but you know, for every problem, like I mentioned earlier, there's a solution. There's always a solution to the problem. So I'd say the main thing would be not to stick your head in the sand and think, you know, the worst just because you owe a tax liability, but rather just, you know, keep your head up and look for that solution. And, you know, being a tax resolution specialist, you know, I've seen, you know, a number of cases. I've seen just about every scenario you can think of. So 9 times out of 10, I'm going to have that solution for somebody probably within about 10 minutes of hearing their situation. I've seen that many cases. I alluded to earlier working for this tax resolution firm. It was a major one. They advertised on the radio and cable TV. And, of course, you know, they had a flood of clientele coming through. But the downfall with that company is that they really didn't hire the personnel to actually do the work. And so you were doing the work of like 3 and 4 people, but at the same time, you're getting a lot of exposure to different case scenarios and different solutions and different strategies. And I took that experience and I ran with it. And as a result, you know, I've got a huge tool chest of strategies to resolve that tax situation. So I think I was very fortunate to be in a situation such as that and here today to kind of help people in those situations, you know, that they may have.
Got it. I love it, you know, because when you shared about putting one's head in the sand, I could automatically, of course, be an ostrich with his head in the sand. Many would say, I'm going to hide because of, you know, whatever stirs up. You know, when you hear the IRS, you owe the IRS, you know, it's just so like gloom, you know, doom and gloom. And I know you spoke about, obviously, $1.2 million, that is a major resolution. But do you help individuals that, you know, I don't know, maybe it's $1,000. You know what I mean? It's not as great as $1.2 million. Do you deal with clients from the lower end up, or share with us a kind of the base of the clientele that you can actually support?
Sure. There's a wide spectrum of people that I can help, and there's different scenarios with each one of them. First off, you know, in dealing with the IRS and resolving your IRS issue, just know that it's a situation that requires, you know, expertise. Anybody can resolve their own tax issue, but the more you know, the better off you are. Just the same as if you were to get arrested for some minor crime or whatever. You can go before the judge and represent yourself, but what you don't know can, you know, wind you up in prison for, you know, years or months or what have you, when you could have walked away if you just had proper representation. So it's not something that you want to take lightly. If you're going to do it yourself, know what you're doing because it makes all the difference in the world. And I'll give an example of that. I had a client about a year ago, and he's actually listed on my blog site under our testimonials, Bill Z. He came to me with a IRS debt of $79,000, okay? And he had called the IRS himself, and he negotiated a payment arrangement. And the monthly payment that he negotiated with them was $2,500 a month. Now, basically, what the IRS wants to do is they want to collect the money that's owed. And they'll spread it out over several months to facilitate that. So $2,500 a month would definitely accomplish that goal to them. But what most people don't know is that you only have to pay what you're able to pay, and your financials will support that. Not only that, when you file an IRS return, the IRS has 10 years to collect on that liability. After 10 years, that liability expires worthless. So he had a situation where he owed for multiple years, dating back to, I think it was like maybe 2007 or 8, going forward to like 2012, I believe it was, or maybe even earlier than that. And I said, okay, well, let's take a look at your situation. You know, I took a look at his financials. I put everything together. And when I put my expertise to it, I had him with a disposable income of about $900, roughly, give or take, $800 or $900. And that's a far cry from the $2,500 that the IRS wanted him to pay. But I said, let's not stop there. Let's take a look at some of the things that we can also take advantage of. And, you know, there's some tricks to the trade, in which case, you know, you can kind of lower that amount even further. And end result was I got that payment arrangement down to $300 a month. Not only that, after the first year of being in that installment agreement, the first year that he owed for was expiring. So that accounted for about maybe 18, 20 grand. So that expired. The following year, he's also going to have another year drop off and so on and so forth for 4 years. So at the end of 4 years, he will have paid about 14 grand as opposed to 79,000 that he owes. So it's knowing, you know, how to work with the system, what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do, which makes all the difference in the world. So if he had done it on his own, he would have full paid that whole 79,000. But having, you know, my expertise and know-how, he only paid 14,000. That's a huge difference between the two, so as you can pretty well imagine.
Absolutely. And, you know, I love the illustrations that you're showing. And like you said, there's a wide spectrum of individuals that can utilize your services. You know, I've heard on the radio something about an IRS fresh start. Is there such a thing, Craig?
Yes, there is. There is the IRS fresh start. However, that fresh start has been out there since I've been in the business. It's just the way that they market it. They make it sound like it's something, you know, brand new, and it just kind of, you know, piques your interest and gets you flocking to these companies to get your taxes resolved. But I want the fresh start and whatnot. It's like, oh, that's been in place for years. There's nothing new about that. But that just kind of goes to show you that a lot of these large firms, you know, they'll market the heck out of the business, and they'll just get people flocking in, but yet not have the resources to really handle it. So they'll handle who they can, and the rest gets placed on the back burner. And, you know, hopefully they don't get their bank accounts levied or their wages garnished or their property taken or anything like that. You know, but a lot of times that does happen. And when it does happen, they basically just, you know, issue refunds, you know, for their services. You know, so the Fresh Start program has been out there for a while, and it's something that, you know, that we all utilize. And it definitely helps, you know, to know, you know, as much about that program as possible. And that really results in, you know, great resolutions for your tax cases. Now, there's a couple things that you want to make sure that you do in relation to resolving your IRS tax. You want to, first of all, make sure you file all your returns, mainly for the reason that I've already stated. You know, once you file that return, it starts that 10-year clock ticking. And once that 10 years is up, that liability expires. So always file your tax returns. Even though you might have a 2009 tax return that you're just now filing, well, that 10-year clock is going to start now in 2017, and it won't expire until 2027. So always file your returns and get the liability reported. Now, it's against the law not to file your returns, but it's not against the law to file your returns and not pay.
Okay, wait. Say that
okay.
again.
So
I just want to make sure that,
that
I
again.
Understand it and my audience understands it.
I'll repeat that again. It's against the law to not file. In other words, you know, just kind of going to like the Al Capone example. I mean, that's how they brought him down for tax evasion. He never filed his tax returns. So there's a law in place that if you don't file your tax returns, you're subject to, you know, prosecution. But if you do file the returns, it's not against the law to not pay because, you know, who knows what your circumstance is, okay? So as long as you file the return, you're okay. So that's another reason why you want to file your returns, you know, is to stay.
You know, that's so very powerful,
in
Craig, if I can just interject for just a moment. That's very powerful because I hope that our audience really heard what you were saying because just that, in my opinion, is empowering. And that would have one, take your head out of the sand. Just do what you need to do to at least take that first step that you're recommending, and that is to get those tax returns filed. Great wisdom. What else?
Absolutely. In addition to that, you want to make sure you open those letters. I have so many clients that receive letters from the IRS, and they're just, you know, so afraid to open them. And they don't know what's going on, and they don't communicate, you know, with the IRS as a result of that. Those notices are a roadmap to how you can resolve your account with the IRS. And if you don't pay attention to them, you'll miss deadlines that can benefit you. Like, for example, taxpayers have an appeal right. So when you file your tax return, they're going to send you a notice saying, okay, you filed your return. You have a balance due, you need to pay it. And I think that's called the CP-14. And if you ignore that notice, they'll follow that up with a secondary notice, like, okay, you really need to pay, you know, please address this issue, you know, immediately. And 30 days from that letter, they'll issue another letter if you ignore it, saying, okay, well, this is a notice of levy. You know, if you don't pay this, we're going to come after you. And there's yet another letter that comes after that, a final notice of levy. And 30 days from the date of that letter is when they can actually levy your bank account, garnish your wages, and even garnish your Social Security payments. So if you ignore these letters, you miss the opportunity to, for one, to resolve it, and two, to file an appeal, which will take the case out of collections and place it into appeals, which is a separate division of the IRS. It's an independent body, and you can resolve your issue with the appeals section. But by not opening those letters, you would never know any of this. So that's why you want to make sure you stay in communication with the IRS and know what the status is, you know, of your collection case. And then that will, you know, that will just unwrap a whole host of things that you can actually do you know, on the road to resolving your IRS issue there. So those are the main things that I would say that you want to kind of, you know, make sure that you do and, you know, not ignore them. And, of course, if you're going to seek assistance, you know, you want to get somebody who's experienced in this matter, you know, somebody who's had experience in negotiating settlements and resolving IRS issues and getting bank account levies released or getting wage garnishments released, you know, somebody who knows what they're doing. And the last bit of advice I would say would be to make sure the services that you're paying for are cost effective. In other words, make sure that it's worth resolving your IRS account, you know, with them. Because you mentioned earlier, what about individuals who owe $1,000? Well, if somebody owes $1,000, there's not a whole lot that I can do without, you know, adding to the problem. You know, because if my fee is 1,000 or 2,000, it really makes no sense to, you know, retain my services when you owe $1,000. So it needs to be an amount that is worth it to pay a fee to get the matter resolved. Now, if you owe, I'd say if you owe under $7,000, most likely you can resolve the liability yourself, because at $7,000, you're going to have to be able to pay it. You know what I mean? I mean, you would have to show them that you really don't even have $20 a month to pay towards this liability. You know, because they take that total amount that you owe. Let's say you owe like $6,000. They'll take that $6,000 and they'll spread it out over that 10-year period that I'm talking about. So if you spread that over 120 months, you know, the monthly amount is very, very nominal. And it's very difficult to show that you can't even pay that. So that's why you hear those commercials on the radio. If you owe more than $10,000, blah, 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 you know, call us and we'll help you. You know, and that's pretty much the reason, you know, because it's very difficult to get a great settlement, you know, for such a low amount. And if you don't have the ability to even pay 20 bucks a month, well, then, you know, I think you'll be able to successfully point that out to that IRS agent, and you'll be placed in the hardship status, in which case you won't be paying anything throughout this 10-year process until your income situation changes. So that's what I would suggest in terms of, you know, handling your own tax issues and the amounts that that you might end up owing. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. But I know that I want to remind our global listening audience who is tuned in today to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We have truly an all-star guest, Mr. Craig Thomas, and we're talking about taxes. This is a tax issue. Don't let tax issues get you down. And some great wisdom has been shared today. And one of the things that I love that Craig stated was that bottom line, just simply file the return. And that in and of itself is huge, because some people would say, if I don't file the return, then I can kind of, you know, duck and dive a little bit greater because they don't have the return. But I love what you have shared with us, that not filing, that is, you're breaking the law. You can be prosecuted for
there
that tax evasion. So you have to at least file the return.
Right. And let me interject on something right there that you kind of brought up there. There are people out there who are reluctant to file because they think as soon as they file, they're going to come after them and, you know, garnish their wages or hit their bank accounts and whatnot. But what you have to realize is that when you have a job, you have W-2 wages, W-2s are reported to the IRS. Or if you're an independent contractor and you receive 1099s, that's reported to the IRS office. So they use that as a benchmark to come after you. So by not filing, that's not going to protect you. Because what happens is they'll say, okay, well, we see all these 1099s and W-2s on file here for you for this particular tax year, but you didn't file your return. They'll start sending you notices, you know, indicating that you need to file your tax return. And that after a certain point, if you don't file it, they'll file it for you. And they'll file it at the very highest tax rate without any deductions, without any dependents and whatnot. And once they file that, you know, on your behalf, that starts the whole collection process. Issue the same notices and come after you the same way, even though you have not filed your tax return. So by not filing, that's not going to, you know, get you off the hook by any means.
Great insight is being shared today on Motivational Mondays. And you may be listening in and feeling like, wow, I have a question that I want to ask the expert today. And I want you to know that this is the time in our programming where we invite you to share in the discussion. If you have a question or a comment for our guest, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are utilizing an electronic device like your laptop, iPad, tablet, you do need to dial in The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. You know, Craig, as I'm sitting here listening to the richness of wisdom that you're sharing, I want our listening audience to know how they can get in touch with you for those that are within the guidelines that you've shared so far that can really benefit from your services. Can you let them know how they would actually get in touch with you?
Absolutely. I could be reached at Streamline Tax Resolution, and the phone number there is 888-545-5789. And I'm at extension 201-5789, extension 201. Or they can email me at C as in Charlie, C Thomas, at StreamlineTaxResolution.com. And they can reach me that way. And then, you know, you can also visit our blog site, which has, you know, our rescue stories, which is our client testimonials. And I think, I wholeheartedly believe that, you know, anybody can resolve an IRS issue, but if you have the experience and expertise, you're going to come out with a much better result. And I think I've already given you an example of, you know, somebody trying to do it on their own as opposed to somebody with, you know, skills and expertise such as myself and doing it for them. I've been fortunate to have harnessed a lot of the strategies and you know, just methods of resolving IRS tax issues that it resulted in a lot of great resolutions for my clients. And just to give an example of that, just a couple months ago, I had a client that owed $65,000 to the IRS. She did real estate. And as you know, the real estate market has been in somewhat of downturn over the past several years, and it's, you know, affected her business directly. I was able to get an offer and compromise accepted for her for $100. So we wiped out a $65,000 tax liability with a $100 offer. And as crazy as that may seem, it's pretty much par for the course. I've had at least about four or five offers accepted in the past year for $25. And I've had like about maybe four or five for $100, all within the same span of time. So it just depends on, you know, the individual's situation, timing, and just having, you know, sufficient documentation to make an offer go through. Now, an offer is not guaranteed to be accepted, but if you prepare it the right way, you have a good chance of it getting accepted. Most offers are rejected. But I can say I've had, I'd say, about a 95% success rate, and that's because I know if an offer is going to get accepted right off the bat. If it's not, I'm not going to submit it. And the one person that I didn't get an offer accepted for was a lady who was a real estate agent. She was really in a bad way. She only owed like $17,000. We submitted the offer. It looked great. It looked like it was going to go through. And at the 11th hour, the offer examiner informed me that the taxpayer had withdrawn from her previous company's 401k account, in which she had like $200,000. So it's like she withdrew with $200,000 and didn't bother to pay the taxes that she owed. So, of course, they rejected the offer. But I think that's the only blemish on my record. And I think that's just a result of, you know, just knowing, you know, how the IRS looks at these offer documents and how you should position it in order for you to have the best chances of it getting accepted. Now, I forgot to mention this, that there's four ways to kind of resolve your IRS tax issue. Number one is just paying the taxes in full, which, you know, of course, nobody really likes doing, but if you have the wherewithal, then that's probably what's going to happen. If you're making, like, you know, six-figure income and you've got, you know, very low, you know, overhead at your house, chances are you're going to have disposable income in order to pay that liability off. Number two is a partial pay installment agreement, and that's a situation where your disposable income is not sufficient enough to pay the tax liability in full. So by the time that liability expires, you're going to pay an amount that's less than what you actually owe. So they call that a partial pay installment agreement. Third would be the offer and compromise, which I kind of briefly spoke about. That's where you submit your financials, and based on your disposable income and the assets that you have, you arrive at an amount that you offer up in exchange for the liability that you owe. And it could either get accepted or rejected. And you know, like I mentioned, if you don't know how to prepare an offer and compromise, chances are it's going to get rejected. There's a lot of ins and outs with the process, things that you need to do, things you need to file in order to be considered, a good offer candidate. And then the fourth and final option would be the hardship situation. That's where, like, you know, you may have lost your job and you have no income, and you basically, you know, have negative disposable income. In other words, you might barely have enough to cover your rent and your utilities and food and clothing and all that, but afterwards you have nothing left over. So they'll place you in a hardship status, and you'll remain in that status until things start popping up on your wage and income transcript. So if they see W-2s and 1099s popping up and they say, oh, this person has the ability to pay, let's revisit that situation and get an installment agreement set up. But if that doesn't happen, then you'll remain in that status until the liability expires. And I call that like the backdoor way of getting an offer accepted, because it's the same thing, but it just takes a lot longer for it to happen. So those are the four ways that are out there for you to resolve your IRS tax debt.
Wonderful. That is such great insight. And, you know, I was sitting here thinking, Craig, around your services. Hypothetically, say someone meets the guidelines at $7,000 or greater that they owe. They have not yet filed the tax return, but the IRS is saying this is what you owe. And they hear about Craig Thomas here on Motivational Mondays, and they realize, wow, I need to give them a call. Do you handle the filing of the return along with the resolution of service based on those four ways that you just spoke about? Do they have to get the return done independent of you? Obviously, I know you're a CPA and all of that. Is this all a part of your services?
Well, I'll tell you like this. To do both tax preparation and tax resolution is very voluminous in terms of the workload. So a lot of times I'll outsource the tax preparation services to people in my network. But by and large, you know, if it's a situation where, it really doesn't matter what's on that tax return because that person is still an offer candidate, then, you know, a quick and dirty return can be done. I mean, that's not a problem. We can do that. Because when you file taxes, of course, you go through all those different schedules. You go through a million and one questions by the tax preparer. Do you have this deduction? Do you have that deduction? Blah, blah, blah. I don't bother with any of that. I hate preparing taxes, and I'm not ashamed to say so. But, in my business, I mean, it's not about the tax return. It's about the resolution. And just to give you an example of that, I've had clients who were perfect offer candidates, and they did not file their returns for the past 4 or 5 years. You know, they owed on each and every one of them. We just, you know, filed a quick and dirty return with no deductions because, you know, bottom line is if you're going to claim a deduction, you need to have supporting documentation for it in case you get audited. So in those cases, you know, the clients didn't have any documentation to claim these expenses. So it's just, you know, just a quick and dirty, you know, return. So we prepare a return, record the liability, submit the offer, and it all gets wiped out anyway. So who cares, right? So that's, you know, that's something that I really kind of steer clear of is, preparing detailed returns to try to maximize your deductions and so on and so forth, because, you know, that's not usually the path we're going to take anyway. It's going to be irrelevant, in other words. doesn't matter if we're going to save you 2,000 or 3,000 in your return, it's all getting wiped out anyway. So it's water under the bridge.
Ah, got it. So you're just trying to, if in fact you take on doing the tax return portion of it, getting that submission, because I know at the top of the hour you said, number one, file the return. Don't keep your head in the sand,
right,
little ostriches. Pull the head up and at least file
exactly
the return. Don't hide. Open the letters. You know, we get the letters from the IRS and it's like, no, I don't want to look at that. What are they saying now? Open the letters, because our expert is really giving us some great wisdom that we would be empowered around this subject that really intimidates people. People are so intimidated by the IRS, and I love that today truly there is empowerment that one is gaining just in the insight and the wisdom that you're sharing, like the four ways of resolving an IRS matter. Pay the taxes in full. Nobody necessarily wants to do that one.
Right.
Partial payment,
and
installment agreement. Go right ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how much information that I've obtained over the years, and it's just by doing, you know. And I'll give you another example. I had a client that was in Louisiana. She owed for payroll taxes, and that's a whole another ball game too, by the way. That's probably another show talking about payroll taxes. But she owed for that, and she was intimidated by a revenue officer that came to visit her regarding this. Her financials dictated that she didn't have the ability to pay, but because she freaked out, she offered up her father's tugboat. She's like, okay, well, we'll sell my father's tugboat, and we'll pay it with that. I'm like, you didn't have to do that. You know, the taxes are specifically, you know, assigned to you, not your dad. Your dad's not liable for it. You know, he doesn't have your Social Security number. And so because she freaked out and just panicked, you know, she just offered up whatever she can get her hands on, and she really didn't have to. And that was before I got to her, and unfortunately I got to her too late.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that instantly when the IRS says you owe, people just, again, as we spoke about it, one, just getting that communication from the IRS is intimidating, especially if you are in a hardship situation, as one of the ways that you said, you know, to resolve an IRS situation, an issue, and it's intimidating. You know, oh, my gosh, the IRS, and you're figuring out, okay, what do I need to do? Obviously, they say, I owe this, I must owe it, so I got to figure out how to pay it, and I don't have it, or whatever the case may be. I love the other area that you spoke about, the offer compromise, which is key, but you need an ex to really be able to navigate you through the ins and outs of that type of situation. I want to remind our global listening audience here on Motivational Mondays, and we thank you so much for tuning in. You have joined, of course, Coach Adams and our in-studio guest, expert Craig Thomas. This is the time in our programming. The lines are still open. If you have a question or a comment around today's discussion, we invite you to share in the dialogue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, if you're sitting at your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The call-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. And again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Craig, what would you say is the greatest wisdom that you would share with someone that's listening in, that's dealing with and, you know, is faced with a tax issue? What is the greatest wisdom that you have learned to date that you would like to share? It may have been in what you've already shared. If there's anything else, would love to hear that from you, because I know I'm taking some notes around the richness of what you're sharing with us today.
Oh, absolutely. And one thing I wanted to kind of mention is that if we do run out of time, I do offer free consultation. So if you have a tax issue and you want to see what kind of options are available, feel free to give me a call. I'd be happy to discuss your situation and seeing what you know, what options are available to you. But I would say,
and you know, I appreciate you, Craig, saying that, because someone may feel intimidated to ask a question live, like, oh my gosh, I'm putting myself out there. So I thank you, and please let Craig know that you heard about him on Motivational Monday, and you were about to say something else.
Yes, to answer your question, the best piece of advice I would say would just be to, you know, meet it head on. You're only going to pay what you're able to pay. So, and that kind of falls in line with the different types of resolutions that you can, you know, opt for. So if you're owing, let's say, $50,000, of course you don't have $50,000. You know, as far as a payment plan goes, it's only going to be based on what you are able to pay. So they're going to look at your wages or your profit and loss statement if you're an independent contractor. And they're going to look and see what comes out the other end after you pay your rent or mortgage and your car payment, your medical insurance. And there's a whole list of expenses that are allowed in this calculation. And then what comes out the other end is what you're going to be paying on a monthly basis. But the expertise comes in knowing, you know, what these expenses are, what kinds of things that you can do to kind of minimize that figure that you're reporting to the IRS in terms of negotiating this payment arrangement. So don't be intimidated by the amount that you owe, you know, because, like I said, you're only going to pay what you're able to pay. And after 10 years, you know, it's just going to drop off. Whatever you don't pay is just going to expire worthless. So there's always a solution, you know, to these problems.
I got it. So is the IRS going to, you know, look down on you because you're driving a Tesla and you owe $50,000?
Well, yeah. Well, yes and no. They're only going to give you credit for so much a month for a car payment. So if you're driving a Lamborghini, you know, they're only going to give you credit for, like, I think the national standard is about I want to say like 400. It depends on what state and what city you live in. There's different amounts. So let's say for average, $400 is all they're going to give you for your car payment. So if you've got like a $2,000 a month car payment, well, you know, the excess is going to be considered, you know, disposable income in their eyes. So, yeah, you can't live extravagantly and expect to, like, you know, just soak up all that excess income that you have with a fancy, expensive car.
Got it. And now, Craig, let me ask you, because, of course, we do have a global listening audience. Can you support individuals that may not be in the state of California? Because I know that's where you're based.
Absolutely, absolutely. I can handle anybody who files an IRS return from here to New York. And I've got clients all across the country that I'm working with, so that's not a barrier at all.
Excellent. Well, you know, I so appreciate you taking the time out. Obviously, as we shared, in the heat of, you know, tax season and, you know, all of what's going on, individuals trying to make those arrangements and whatever the case may be. So just share your insight and wisdom here on Motivational Monday with us. You know, I know early on in the hour I talked about your mindset philosophy is that there is a reason for every issue and a solution. And when you speak about there's a reason for every issue and there's a solution, give a little greater insight on that. I you know, one may be senior, what do we mean by that?
Okay, well, I mean, with respect to reasons, there's a host of reasons why people fall behind on their taxes. I'm glad you brought that up. You know, in this day and age with the economy the way it is, you know, people are going to do what they have to do in order to survive. So they may have a salary job, or I'm sorry, an hourly job, and they're claiming like 9, you know, exemptions when they don't have any kids at all, just so that they can have a bigger paycheck. So at the end of the year, they haven't had a whole lot of taxes withheld from their checks, so when they file their returns, lo and behold, they owe. You know, they could get audited for maybe some aggressive actions that their previous tax preparer did. You know, maybe they were claiming deductions which they didn't have any supporting documentation for, or maybe just those deductions didn't even exist. They just put it on the return, and they get audited. well, you know, that generates a liability there. Or they could be people who just, you know, wait until last minute to file, you know, tax returns for multiple years, and as a result, they owe, you know, a big chunk of money that they're not able to pay. So that's another reason why liabilities are generated. And let's see, what else? Like being an independent contractor, this is the biggie. When you're an independent contractor, you no longer have an employer withholding taxes out of your paycheck. So when you earn your money, it's up to you to make those estimated tax payments, which is in lieu of somebody withholding, you know, taxes out of your paycheck. So you're responsible for doing that. And the problem comes in with these small business owners that they'll make, like, let's say, 20 grand over the course of, like, maybe 4 or 5 months, and they use that 20 grand to kind of catch up on the expenses that they weren't able to pay in the previous, you know, few months, and they neglect to take a portion of that and pay towards their estimated taxes. So they're thinking that, okay, I'm going to get the next deal, you know, later on in the year, and I'll be able to pay my taxes in full when I file it. But a lot of times that doesn't happen, and they end up being, you know, even further behind by the time that they file their tax return. So, you know, that's another reason why, you know, liabilities pop up there. So what they have to do in that case is they have to discipline themselves to make those estimated tax payments on a quarterly basis, even a monthly basis if that's easier, because I think if the money is sitting there, you have the temptation of using it for something else. And sometimes it's for good reasons and sometimes it's not. You know, sometimes they might think, okay, well, if I use this money to expand my business, it's going to pay off dividends, you know, later on, so I'm going to take that risk. But you have to discipline yourself to just go ahead and, you know, pay those estimated taxes so that you stay current. And at the end of the year, when you file your tax return, you don't owe anything because you've already paid it through the year, throughout the year. So those are the main reasons why people find themselves owing the IRS. And it can be easily avoided. But, you know, like I said, things happen. And even if it does happen, you know, there's a way out, you know, like I mentioned earlier, the different, you know, resolution options that you can take.
I appreciate that. And Craig, again, I can't thank you enough for sharing with us today on Motivational Mondays. You've really given some great insight and wisdom, and I trust that individuals that are listening in that may be in any of the categories that you spoke about or a parallel-like situation, that they see that there is a solution, that you don't have to keep your head in the sand, you don't have to be that ostrich with your head in the sand, that there is support out there available for you to get that quote-unquote fresh start and or to determine what you can do to get yourself back in alignment with handling this particular matter. You know, one of the things that you said, and I found it to be very interesting, we were speaking briefly about getting audited. This is some insight that I would like to know. When can or how long can the IRS make a decision to audit one?
Normally I believe it's like 3 years, but if it's something that they view as fraudulent, they can go back as far as they want. So it just kind of depends. You know?
And I was just asking because I know you said, my apology.
No, go ahead. You're asking me what?
No, I was saying, I was just asking because I know you said that in the tax, you know, collection process, it's 10 years. So I didn't know that if, you know, as it related to auditing, if there was a specific time frame associated with that as well. So what I'm hearing you say is never get comfortable.
Oh, good question. Good question. I'm glad you mentioned that. 2010 on time in 2011. And for whatever reason, there was something that got left off, and then they turn around and they audit you in 2013 and assessed you an additional amount. Well, that 10-year clock starts in 2013, so it kind of moves it forward. So even though you filed it on time, you know, it could that 10-year clock could move forward based on audit results and whatnot. And don't forget that, and especially in this economic climate, if you have cancellation of debt or a foreclosure on a property, you're basically being relieved of the responsibility of paying that, but that's treated as income as well. So if you have a foreclosure and let's say you owe like $100,000 on that note, well, that's going to be $100,000 of income assessed to you, even though you don't have to pay it. I mean, $100,000 taxes on the $100,000. I'm sorry, that you would have to pay. So that's going to show up on your tax return as well, or you should be reporting it on your tax return. If you don't, that's another audit item that they would come back and assess you on later.
Wow. Well, again, Craig, I can't thank you enough. It's amazing. I'm looking at the clock, and I'm like, wowzer, has an hour of empowerment already flown by? This was truly a rich show, and this subject, of course, that can be very heavy and deep for many who may be struggling with such an issue for a number of reasons. And I love how you outlined all of those various reasons that one may find themselves in a situation such as this. I want us to know that we want to continue this dialogue through our Facebook Motivational Monday forum. So if you had a question and you did not have the opportunity to ask it, or maybe you felt like I want to ask that in a more private setting, Craig, will you please give your contact information one more time for our listening audience?
Oh, sure, absolutely. The phone number is 888-545-5789, extension 201, and free consultations. I'm generally reachable every day. There's no sleeping with the IRS. I mean, they come at you all days of the year, so there's no busy season for me. It's January through December. It's nonstop. And then you can email me at cthomas@streamlinetaxresolution.com. You can also visit our blog site and get more information on the company and some of the resolutions that we have. And that blog site address is stopirsnow.streamlinetaxresolution.com. And there you can kind of take a look at the work that we've done and get some tax tips at the same time.
Excellent. And for those that are connected with us through social media and what have you, we'll make sure that we post the contact information for Craig in our Motivational Mondays forum. We want to thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays. And if you're not already a part of Coach Adams' network, visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. We have some exciting shows on the horizon for April. Continue to tune in every Monday right here on Inspired Media for you, the Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. Thank you again for tuning in.